From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is ratcheting up his anger over the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, saying that he is not dealing with the disaster from a detached perspective.
I don't sit around just talking to experts because this is a college seminar. We talk to these folks because they potentially have the best answers, so I know who's asked to kick.
The president, in an interview on NBC's Today Show, BP is increasing the amount of oil being captured by the containment dome over the wellhead in the bottom of the Gulf, but it's unclear what percentage of the oil flow is being piped to the surface. BP is being criticized for not doing enough to protect workers helping with the cleanup of the oil spill. NPR's Brian Mann reports at least 11 workers have been treated in emergency rooms for flu-like symptoms.
Environmental activist Wilma Subra told a House panel meeting in St. Bernard's Parish that workers are poorly trained and ill-equipped to deal with a soup of oil and chemical dispersants.
BP failed to provide respirators to the workers exposed to the crude oil, and the workers experienced health impacts over and over and over again.
Texas Republican Michael Burgess warned that workers could face long-term ailments like those suffered by cleanup crews at the World Trade Center site after 9/11.
To heck with what BP says, the EPA should be giving the directive for these people to have protective gear.
Many crews are working in remote areas of the Gulf Coast in 95-degree heat and high humidity. Brian Mann, NPR News, New Orleans.
There are elections in a dozen states today, key tests of where voters stand heading into this fall's elections. A new Washington Post ABC News poll is showing that anti-incumbent sentiment is at an all-time high. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, women are prominent in almost all of today's key contests.
In California, women are the frontrunners in both the Republican gubernatorial and Senate primaries. Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina is running for the chance to face Democratic incumbent Senator Barbara Boxer. And former eBay chief Meg Whitman is leading in her bid to run for governor against former Democratic Governor Jerry Brown. In Nevada, Tea Party-backed conservative Sharon Angle is battling former state party chair Sue Loudon to take on Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid in the fall. There's a runoff primary in Arkansas where the incumbent Senator Blanche Lambert Lincoln faces Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter for the Democratic Senate nomination. Lincoln is trying to avoid becoming the third incumbent senator this year to be denied their party's nomination. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke says he is somewhat optimistic about the economic recovery. He's expecting to have a sustained recovery, but in his words, it won't feel terrific. The reason, Bernanke says, is that the growth rate of the country will not be strong enough to boost employment significantly, so the jobless rate could remain high for some time. Bernanke was speaking to a nonpartisan research group in Washington. This is NPR News. A father and son have been charged with conspiring to threaten Democratic Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan and his family because of the lawmakers' vote in favor of legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system. The charges follow an FBI investigation of a letter in which the writer threatened to paint a Michigan bridge with the blood of Stupak and his family. Two U.S. troops have been killed by a makeshift bomb in Afghanistan. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Kabul that the latest killings follow the deadliest day for NATO troops in Afghanistan this year.
Seven other American soldiers were killed yesterday, five of them in a single roadside bomb attack in the eastern part of the country. The remaining two were killed in the south by another roadside bomb and small arms fire. A French Foreign Legion sergeant was also killed in a rocket attack in the east, and two Australian soldiers in a bomb blast in the south. The Afghan Ministry of Interior also reported several roadside bomb incidents in the past 48 hours, which killed and wounded nine Afghan security guards and killed three civilians, including a seven-year-old child. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Two lawmakers are pressing Congress to pass a law requiring people to buying prepaid cell phones to identify themselves when they do. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York and GOP Senator John Cornyn of Texas have introduced a bill to that effect, and they say the fact that prepaid phones can be bought anonymously makes them a favorite tool for drug dealers, criminals, and even terrorists looking to cover their tracks. But civil liberties groups are arguing that the legislation might threaten privacy rights. They also point out that prepaid phones are used by people with limited income or poor credit who can't qualify for regular monthly phone plans. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.